Diamond is more diamond.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth.
Defending our borders.
He stands for justice.
Fighting the American Union.
He stands for what's right.
This is Explosive Talk Radio.
This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free. 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Now into hour number two, final hour of this live Sunday transmission against tyranny going out across the country, syndicated via ABC Star Guide, via MS Communications and Genesis Communications and Association. I am glad to be here, glad that you're tuning us in. A lot of great stations picking up the broadcast, a lot of other stations shining on to be picking it up in the first of the year. And as we speak, in fact, I believe K-Talk right now, or not next week, will be picking up the show in Salt Lake City. That is really exciting. I've been a frequent guest on that station, a lot of listeners. All right. In the last hour, I predominantly got into how the dollar has been devalued. The private banks that own America, that own and control our fiscal policy, have made a conscious decision to devalue it. In fact, I have a CBS News article from 5 months ago, as well as an MSNBC one, where a bunch of people, including Dick Cheney, are actually betting against the dollar. Interesting, they're involved in currency speculation while they're in positions to control the policy. But hey, Dick Cheney runs a lot of the Iraq spending out of his own VP's office with Lockheed Martin, his wife's on the board. I mean, what used to be illegal is just normal these days, and the Democrats all love it, too. Most of them have got their big, fat snouts in the pig trough, gobbling up our future. There is now almost $4 trillion, as reported by the Associated Press, missing from the Pentagon in the last 4 years of Clinton and now the last 6 years of Bush. Oh, they all steal together. They're good assets of the private banking cartel. Oh, you think I'm joking? Just type in trillions missing from the Pentagon, and you can find all the articles leading up to today. And it's $3.9 trillion and some change last time. But it's not a big story. It's just newswire. Got to be a newswire creature like myself who haunts the different AFP, the French news agency, UPI, United Press International, AP, the big one, Reuters, BBC, you can just learn about the great criminal thieving. You see, the thumb scanners going in at all the DMVs around the country to get your driver's license, global ID card. They set the standards over a decade ago, and you can find the mainstream news articles on that, where the UN set the standards for the numbers, the biometrics, the digits. So what's been federalized here isn't really federalized. It's the same thing in Australia, England, Germany. I mean, they got cameras going up, microphones going up in Germany, just like we have them going in here in Austin, Texas. Well, they've got the exact same number sequences, exact same computers, exact same. This is the global crime syndicate, the private banks, taking ownership of you, their slaves. And I interviewed the former chief economist of the World Bank, Nobel Prize winner, and I talked about it with him, how we're going into a global depression if we don't turn this around, designed to totally bankrupt you. But again, the people doing it to you will then pose as your saviors, and most of you will lick their boots as the country dies. And you'll just tune into phony conservatives and phony liberals who really all work together behind the scenes in a controlled political paradigm, playing good cop, bad cop, something, I guess. But, you know, after things get real bad, a lot of you will finally listen. I know some of you listen now, but, you know, I hate tyranny. I love liberty. I hate these bullies. What they've done, they've wrecked our entire future. And some will say, oh, just be positive, put perfume on a pig, say everything's great. Okay, everything's great. $100 billion a month trade deficit with China, everything's great. The dollar devalued, everything's great. Illegitimacy at over 50%, everything's great. The sperm count plummeting. The flu shots full of mercury, and the more you take up, the more brain damage you get. And autism from 1 in 24,000 25 years ago to now below 1 in 168. You never heard of autism. Now every big school has a whole room full of the poor children. Again, I shouldn't talk bad about it. CPS takes children and gives them to private medical firms to do medical experiments on them with pesticides. Many of them died. New York Daily News, but back of the paper. Chicago Tribune reports Dyncourt and Halliburton are running child kidnapping slave rings, but I shouldn't be upset about it. You know, I should just be happy about everything that's happening and trust my government because they love me and they care about me. AP, feds rate travelers for terrorism. That was 3 days ago. Then yesterday, U.S. government terror ratings draw outrage. Also AP. And then here's another one out of CNET News. Declan McCullough, FBI, and that's a division of the Washington Post, by the way. FBI taps cell phone mics as eavesdropping tools. And then here's another one that continues. New passport rules. But it isn't just new passport rules. You're not allowed to leave the country unless the government says it's okay. In the past, they had to indict you or have an active investigation. And if they had that order to stop you, you couldn't. They would detain you because they had to have some charges. No, now they're. You think no fly lists are bad? How about no leave the country list? But again, the roaches can come in. The roaches can't get out. It's a big sign of tyranny when you have an internal passport. And that's what Ron Paul said all this legislation was. And, baby, that's what it is. But the illegal aliens, again, mainstream news 3 weeks ago, and we already knew this. People couldn't believe it. But I'd been in the bank, and I'd seen the illegals walk up. I'd be watching them. Instant service, tellers for them. I'd be sitting there waiting for service. And these are big banks. I've seen this multiple times. And, boy, I see no ID laid down. I'd even ask. And, man, they're over there talking in Spanish, and that person just walks right out. Well, now it's mainstream news. And in the articles I read, it had these different bank chairmen saying, well, we know there's a big push to get these immigrants out of here, but we need them for our economy, so we're thinking by doing this and giving them homes, it will root them here. So you have the banks saying that they are doing this, and the feds let them do it. It's totally illegal, but, again, in this new system, everything is selectively enforced. All right, let's take a quick call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Juan in California. I mean, we've had loaded lines since the show began. I'm going to try to hurry through your calls in the next segment. Juan in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, hello, Alex.
How you doing?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I just want to tell you something. I recently posted a September 11 article on the IMDb.com, the message board.
Yeah, that's the big independent movie database.
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah, internetmoviedatabase.com, yes. I just posted it on the message board of an actress named Jill Wagner. And what happened was that next time, her friends started attacking me verbally and even accused me of having an NSA chip on my brain.
Very, very, very funny call. I mean, folks, you can always tell when it's a joke call. I can tell it instantly, and it's funny. They always come in waves. You know, you won't get them for months, and then you start getting them. Let's go ahead. Do we have time to take one more here, guys? Well, we have time? Okay. You think I know the clock by now. I'm so used to my other clock during the week that I can't ever get used to this one. Let's go ahead and talk to Rebecca out in Las Vegas. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. I'm fine.
Hey, I got a few comments to make on the dollar on how bad. I firmly believe that we're going to go into a hyperinflation, just like they had in Germany.
We're already in serious inflation, but yeah, it's clearly going to go hyper if they again. Former chief economist, Nobel Prize winner, said if they continue with these policies, global depression. And I said, are they continuing? He said, yes, with abandoned gusto.
That's right. I firmly believe that, and here's maybe some motivation to get people to buy some silver and gold and protect themselves and their family. During the Wehrmacht, which is when the Germans had their hyperinflation, you could take $500 of real money and buy one commercial block in downtown Berlin.
Well, by real money, you're talking about actual gold?
Yeah, silver and gold.
Yeah, well, that is true, and that's why the global bankers do this. Everything is about setting the dominoes up, getting it all planned. I mean, I have the U.S. Association of Banks 1898 documents. There's a book out there that's got them in it called The Coming Battle. I sell it on our online video and bookstore at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. And stay there. I want to talk to you when we get back because you got some key points, and I kind of cut you off there, Rebecca. You've been holding a while. And they say that we need to create a climate to then get everybody overextended and bankrupt them. That's how they get real assets. They set these things up, booms and busts, cutting the corn. We'll be right back.
for years.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Agree or disagree? Alex wants to hear from you right now at 877-590-5525. Now, here's Alex Jones.
All right, let's move quick. Let's let Rebecca finish up from Vegas, and I'm going to just blitz through your calls as fast as I can. Rebecca, go ahead and finish up.
Yeah, the last thing I would say, and as bad as it could get, is the French Revolution, because that's what started that when they started challenging.
Which, again, was the very same globalists. They even got their planning documents. The Germans did when a post writer got struck by lightning, and that was the whole plan, how they engineer fake revolutions. Everything. Their motto is order out of chaos.
That's correct, yes. Okay, thank you.
You bet. No, when I was a kid, I'd hear about the stories about wheelbarrows of money to buy bread. Those are true stories in Germany. Okay, and it was done to devalue them, to debase them, and that's what happens with runaway currencies, and they do this every time. And if you like somebody robbing your life savings, you like the Federal Reserve, enjoy yourselves. Go ahead and enjoy yourselves. Let's talk to Corey in California. Welcome to the airwaves, Corey.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to bring up Alexander Cockburn.
Okay, he's a progressive liberal writer, written for some of the biggest publications in the country. Well, what's your point?
Did you get a chance to see his article?
What, did he write a hit piece against me?
Well, not against you. I mean, against 9/11 Truth Movement, pretty much.
I don't care. I mean, there's people who are legends in their own mind. Look, I'm not bragging, okay, because it freaks me out. I don't like to talk about it, but I have to. Go to Alexa.com, the number one rating service. The other two big ones say the same thing. PrisonPlanet.com, one of my websites, is now bigger than RushLimbaugh.com, bigger than the Dallas Morning News, okay? So you have these liberals with their websites who are legends in their own minds, and they want to attack the 9/11 Truth Movement and tell us we're a bunch of kooks because they're still liberals at the end of the day, gun-grabbing, open-border-promoting people. And so let them keep trying to expose us and make stuff up about us and say the 9/11 Truth Movement are a bunch of idiots. 84% of Americans in a scientific poll think they're being lied to about 9/11. 36% believe total inside job. We've won the fight.
Oh, you couldn't be more right. I mean, this one's almost as big as the Popular Mechanics one. I printed out, it's like 9 pages long. And then this Manuel Garcia Jr., he writes, he did one, the thermodynamics of 9/11, Dark Fire, which was for World Trade Center 7, and then he did one, the physics of 9/11.
I mean, who cares?
I mean, it's just sort of the great length they're going to try and discredit.
No, I agree. Listen, it isn't going to work. I mean, they can have the Homeland Security Director's cousin, who they then lied about him being a member of the family, being involved with the government, being hired, but it all came out. Popular Mechanics built a straw man, okay? They'll go find kooky people saying ridiculous things about 9/11 being an inside job, most of them operatives, and then give them attention, or they'll make up straw men. They'll claim we said things we didn't say, and then attribute it, or they'll outright lie. Like they said, NORAD never tracked a plane. And then they use this Pentagon spokesman. We type the Pentagon spokesman's name into Google, and we get Reuters and AP, where right before 9/11, he's going, we've done a great job intercepting 167 planes this year. I mean, it's just, or the Tower 1 and 2 had no central beams in them when they had the biggest in the world, 47 of them. Building 7 wasn't hit by a plane. They give 5 different reasons it fell. It doesn't work anymore. We have Operation Northwoods, the official U.S. government document planning to carry out the attacks, the same type of attacks. Let me ask you this question to those out there. They don't ever want to tackle in these hit pieces the hijackers, the people that were the dummies, the decoys, thought they were taking part in a drill, how they were trained at the Pensacola Naval Air Station, MSNBC. What else was it in? It was in the Pensacola News Journal and Newsweek. AP reported, as well as San Jose Mercury News, about the training at the Monterey, California Defense Language School. Or did they talk about the embassy heads I interviewed who were told to let the hijackers back in because they were U.S. government agents? And how that was in the Canadian papers. Toronto Star. No. Or how Bin Laden's known CIA. No. Do not discuss it. Do not talk about it. Go straight past go and get out of jail free card. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Atlanta. You are on the air, sir.
Hey, bud.
Hey.
You're ever in our prayers. Listen, I guess you've heard about C-SPAN struck again with 9/11 and American Empire. I gave it a video capture on it, and I imagine you'd like that, or if you don't already have it, along with the pictures of the Georgia Guidestones, right?
Oh, absolutely. Sure. Please send me all of that, sir. Lavish me, please.
Okay. Anything else I can do to help? One thing, though, I do want to request. I'm hoping to find some place to hide when basically the proverbial sewage hits the fan. If anyone care to cut with me, doyoulovejesus.org, and it doesn't matter what you put to the left of the at sign, and that's letter U, doyoulovejesus.org, and God bless, bro. I'll have this DVD. It'll have the digital pictures of Georgia Guidestones on its way to you in the post tomorrow. without fail.
Sir, you are the man. Be sure to put a letter in there saying I can use them. Thank you.
Okay. God bless, bro.
I appreciate it. Anything that's sent to me, send me a letter. If you take it yourself, if it's your material, authorize me to use it, and I really appreciate that. It's all over the foreign press. It's all over C-SPAN. I mean, there are a bunch of former Reagan and Bush, current Bush officials going public. I mean, the heads of departments going public, saying total inside job. German defense ministers, you name it. I mean, if you look at the evidence, it's an inside job, period. Let's go ahead and take a call from Henry in Del Valle, Central Texas. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, Alex. How you doing?
Good. Good to talk to you.
Hey, nice talking to you. True prophet.
Well, it's not hard to be a prophet when you see Governor Ridge on C-SPAN, the head of Homeland Security, say that they're putting everybody in a database off what you buy, sell, and do illegally, and then it's in the AP, you know, yesterday. It's not, I'm not a prophet.
Yeah, well, it's good to see a true one when you got so many false ones around. And I just wanted to see what your take is on this Bush wanting to privatize Social Security. What's to keep that deal? Say you're 30 now. By the time you get 60, 65, you start looking on the tail end of it from snatching half your stash with tax changes have been done between those 35 years.
Sure, none of that even matters now, sir. They've devalued the dollar so bad. They've trashed the economy. They looted things. You see, the government in the past was run by crooks, the same crooks, but they weren't as wild. Now, as they get closer to the final implosion of the debt bubble and the fiat bubble, they're just madly grabbing and snatching and all wildly stealing before that bubble busts. It's kind of like on the dollar imploding, it's been likened to one person kind of creeps towards the door. They don't want to cause a stampede. It's like a run on the bank. And now more people are standing up, and now there is a mad rush towards the door. I mean, I would be for true privatization, but it's socialism to begin with. But they got us into this system. They ripped us off. If somebody would have had a normal 3%, you know, yield investment on their average Social Security, they'd have had 3-4 times the amount of money you get from Social Security, but they steal it from you. They loot it. They use it. And, yeah, now the government's talking about they tell you what funds to put it in, and it's putting perfume on a pig, because by the time you ever even get that money, it's going to be so devalued it won't even matter.
Right, you look good on paper now, but then you still break the Dear John letter to you.
Well, that's it. Exactly. They have just raped the daylights out of us. While they smile at us and spend our tax money on fancy PR firms, you know, with rooms full of geniuses figuring out the right word, the right way to spin, how to lie to you. And then they took down the freest, greatest country in the world. This is not even the U.S. anymore. We're officially under North American Union. Finally, mainstream media admits it, but says, well, maybe it's good. Maybe it's the answer to the devalued dollar. It's total global government. Let's just get rid of
the Japanese have used magnetic therapy for thousands of years, and it's more popular today than ever before. Established in 2000, Arizona Unipol Magnetics, AUM, is the number one online source for the superb Dr. Philpott-approved Polar Power Magnetics. Now offering a complete line of these fine magnetics in an easy-to-read mail-order catalog. No hyped-up product descriptions to waste your time, just the facts. Unique polar-powered magnetics are designed to apply only the negative magnetic field to the body, and they're the only magnetics used in Dr. Philpott's research. Proven safe with over 23 years of documented research, now GCN listeners can order the polar-powered ceramic block biomagnet and get a discount. This is the workhorse of all biomagnets. Just mention GCN when you place your order. Visit azunimags.com. That's A-Z-U-N, as in North, I-M-A-G-S.com. Or call toll-free to order and request a catalog. 888-442-0449. That's 888-442-0449.
It's America's number one selling brain support supplement, Focus Factor, and you can try it free. Focus Factor supports your memory, focus, and concentration with nutrients that support healthy brain function. And we've got a free bottle just for you, a $75 value. You simply provide $4.95 for shipping and handling, limit one per household. Call 1-800-407-6231. 1-800-407-6231. Come on, it's free Focus Factor. 1-800-407-6231.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I found this company online, and they have this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Did you know you have been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have better than a 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. It's really quite easy. Go to 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's 1-800-803-0805.
It's not about right versus left. It's about right versus wrong. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now at 1-877-590-5525. Now, here's Alex Jones.
I mean, the phone lines are always jammed and packed here, but as soon as somebody hangs up, they light back up. I'm going to try to get to all of you. We ought to expand the show to 3 hours. My wife doesn't like that idea because I do a syndicated show weekdays, 3 hours a day, and make films and write books and do thousands of interviews. By the way, I'll be on Coast to Coast AM the 12th. You'll be able to hear it here on KLBJ 590 and on many other stations around the country and even some of our other affiliates. And I'm also going to be in studio, they told me, when he comes here for TalkFest. That's tentative, but that's in late January. So look for that on Coast to Coast AM. Always a big fan of what George Norrie's doing, giving me a platform to talk to 16 million of his listeners. All right. Hillary is saying she's probably going to go ahead and run for president. Remember, she swore a year ago she'd never run. I mean, I'm so sick of being lied to, and they think we're so dumb. And we let them get away with it. We forgive them. So we'll talk about this monster. We'll get into some other news about GMO foods, what it really does. But right now, let's just go straight back to your calls. Let's talk to Robert. And Robert is calling us from Tampa, Florida. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
My biggest thing is, if money is devalued so much, I own quite a bit of real estate now and rental properties, would I be better off paying those properties off and not having much money in the bank, or just keeping money in the bank or selling the properties? What would you do in my situation?
Well, see, I don't know your balance sheet. I mean, I don't know how much debt you have versus real assets. Are you leveraged in those places?
No, not at all. I bought a long time ago, and I have a lot of equity in all properties.
But what is your balance? I mean, if you had to pay those, if the banks called in those loans, which they can call in all loans, most people don't know that. If they were to call in those loans tomorrow, are you 50-50 or are you 60-40? I mean, where are you?
I could take my savings and pay those houses off at any time, right now.
Okay, the other question is then, I mean, obviously diversification, diversification, diversification. I'm not giving you advice here. I'm telling you what I would do. What percentage of your assets is in real estate?
Probably 75%.
And then what's the other 25%?
Stock investments.
I would have to then look at the housing market in your area, which I've seen some numbers on the Tampa area and the St. Petersburg area, but I just cannot advise you. I mean, I'll tell you this, having real estate is a million times better than sitting where I'm sitting because I'm so busy fighting the New World Order, a little bit of cash and stuff I've got is just sitting there just wilting away because I don't have time to go cherry-picking property. And plus, I can probably only get one or two.
Well, right now, the market in Tampa is diving big time.
Yeah, I mean, I knew that Florida generally, as I mentioned in the last hour, I was talking about Florida diving, Texas starting to dive. We're the big leaders, and that's always a bellwether for the other real estate crashes. Remember the 80s started in Texas and Florida?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm just wondering, I might as well just hang out of my cash and pick up some properties at pennies on the dollar.
Frankly, yeah, I have a little bit of money, and I can't afford any good property now, but that's what I'm planning. But I'm going, wait a minute, they're devaluing my dollar. The problem is your dollar may be devalued even faster when they get around to announcing it to people than even what the real estate has.
Yeah, it's kind of a catch-22 right here.
I really think it's diversification, sir, and it sounds like you're sitting pretty.
Well, I'm trying. I've tried to always live within my means and not dig any big holes so you can ride out anything.
I mean, how many pieces of property you got?
10.
Well, you're going to do quite nicely, and if you got 25% in cash, I mean, I would have 10% in gold. The problem is I would get near bullion. I would get semi-numismatic, which has some collector value, some markup, because that's non-traceable, and there's no record when you purchase that under federal law. If you buy pure bullion, you know, Krugerrands or American Eagles with no collector value, it's a big target on your back. But I personally, sir, have been investing in gold, and it's almost doubled in value.
Yeah, gold has always been a hedge against everything.
Yeah. Hey, listen, good talking to you, and it sounds to me like you know as much or more than I do. I just talk to the experts. I look at what the experts say, not what the nightly news told me. What they've done on the news and these investor shows and most of this other stuff is designed to separate you from your money, ladies and gentlemen. Notice these shows say, don't buy gold, don't buy gold, don't buy gold. Oh, yeah, it doubled. What is it, like 45% up? Almost. I mean, it's incredible. Almost 100%. Let me see, if it was 300 six, 7 years ago, and it's gone as high as 700 and something, that's more than doubling. But right now it's like six something, so it's just about doubled right now in the last 6 years. Go ahead and, but then even if it goes up, what are you going to do, cash it in for dollars that are devaluing? I mean, I have gold that was at $300. Did I cash it when it hit 750 something? No, because I'm not going to get toilet paper for gold. I mean, it's simple. I said I'd take a lot of calls, but, you know, this is an important caller. Let's go ahead and talk to... I get confused with this phone system because the numbers aren't in sequential order. Let's go ahead... I'm, like, bumbling here. The whole phone list just... I'll just randomly go to calls then. Let's go ahead and talk to... Oh, that's it. My computer screen hasn't refreshed, folks, like yours has. Let's talk to Rick. Rick is calling us from Salado, Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I got a short story, a very short story, about a financial institute in London that was hiring here in the United States. And this was back around late 2003. They were trying to get me to go overseas. I work in IT. And they wanted somebody to do the telecom stuff for their overseas financial transfers. And I got pretty far into the interview, and one thing, I asked how much it was going to be, and they said about £65,000 a year. And I was in my mid-20s, so I thought, wow, this is going to be great. I'm going to get to travel all over Europe, be able to live relatively decently in the financial sector, you know.
Yeah, even back then, that was about $100,000 a year.
Right, and I'm sure you've heard from Paul and Steve how far that goes in the financial sector. I wouldn't be doing well, but I'd be overseas having a great time. Got later into the interview, and I double-checked on what they were going to pay, and they said, well, it'll be the equivalent of £65,000. that they would pay me in dollars.
And that would, at that time, have been $35,000.
Well, that would have actually been pretty decent back then. That was late 2003, but I've got the British pound to U.S. dollars chart, 5-year chart up on my computer.
And it's 198 to 1 dollar right now, and so you look at the chart, yeah, it's devalued substantively.
Well, the interesting thing is that, again, the financial company, they would be in a position to know this sort of thing. Not a month after that was when that gigantic devaluation of the dollar was in late 2003. That just goes to show how heartless these people are.
I know, it's totally sick. And they openly write it in publications, they talk about it, but only the insiders are reading this stuff, and they're laughing at us while we're busy worried about Islamo-fascists, which our government, by the way, brings in at record levels, and the illegal aliens are running around. There are people we should watch. They get bank accounts. I'm going to say it again. Illegal aliens at any major bank in America get bank accounts and housing loans without ID, but look at what we have to do. We are the slaves. We're the fat, dumb cattle. They hate us.
And this was back when, if you'll remember, everybody's favorite neoconservative talk show host was saying, the deficit is over. The recession is over. We're going into economic recovery.
And again, they're not real conservatives. They're there to neutralize and ensure the New World Order's enemy, real conservative Americans, stay neutralized until they bring their program in. That's what they're there for, to keep you in place, to ensure you don't wake up to their operation. Both parties are controlled. Again, Rupert Murdoch every week has dinner with Hillary, Roger Ailes, the head of Fox News. It's sick. They're a sick. It is just sick. These people are sick. Clinton constantly vacations with them. Let's go ahead and talk to Alex in... Okay, yeah, we got to go to break. All right, we get back from break. We'll do that. I'm all over the map here, ladies and gentlemen. It just makes me so mad to listen to these phony neocons. I mean, I read 8 years ago, 9 years ago, how the feds were going to give us a national sales tax, but they're going to keep the income tax. They're just going to lower it, change the name, and then jack it up later. You'll have to swipe a national ID card, i.e. your driver's license, now federally standardized. When you do it, it'll be graduated. They'll track everything you do, send social workers over if you're buying too much beer, eating too much red meat. That's in the documents. Total micromanagement. It's just land of the slaves, home of the cowards. I wish it wasn't.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MediCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-771-8424. That's 1-800-771-8424. 1-800-771-8424.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones is deep in the heart of Texas, and he wants to talk to you. Toll free at 877-590-5525. Now, here's Alex Jones.
Whether you're listening in Ohio, Tennessee, Texas, California, the internet all over the planet, satellite, however you're listening, thank you for tuning in. Tell your friends and family Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That would be 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain. Don't want to leave anybody out there. Thank you so much for joining us. Listen, I found out really in high school, because I was somewhat of a history buff, there were always global elites always trying to dominate, you know, always somebody trying to set up an empire, a Hitler, a Napoleon, the British Empire, the British East India Company. And I discovered that they'd done it here, and they'd written books about it, and they were fleecing us and enslaving us, and they were into eugenics and doing bad things to us through the vaccines and the water. And it's all documented, and we've got a good track record here. You know, I get upset on air. How do you not get upset about this? I mean, I know that they're destroying my beloved country. I know that they're butchering our Bill of Rights and Constitution long before Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, attacked on 9/11. And it makes me mad. And let's go ahead and talk to Rick in Salado, Texas. He wants to talk about Gingrich, and I have the audio clip saying we got to shut down websites for strict free speech. I mean, this is disgusting, absolutely disgusting to see these type of things. But they're out there pushing it, and the Democrats that are in power now will be more than happy to do it. Don't you worry. You're on the air, sir. Welcome.
Yes, you already know about that. That's good. I'm glad.
Well, no, I was just introducing it. Tell us about it.
Well, Newt Gingrich said that during a time of war like this, it's okay to restrict the freedom of speech. And
under Homeland Security, it's okay to keep the Securities and Exchange Commission's numbers secret on big corporations and the no-bid contracts and all the corruption and the trillions missing from the Pentagon. It's for your safety.
And also, before I let you go, every time you fly on an airplane, if you're an American, they track where you go and what you're doing, and they're not just looking for terrorists.
What meals you order? Oh, yes, criminals. Oh, they have the new criminal databases run by the criminals. Oh, no, it's total surveillance, total control, so that when they pull the rug out from out from under the population, we can't squirm out of it.
And it gets worse. Don't ever say anything in an email you don't want put in a court of law, because now they're telling businesses to keep records of all the emails for such purposes as spying on the American people.
Yes, and it's all color of law. It's all color of law. But all the crimes of the corporations that have bought and sold this nation, that's all going to stay secret for national security reasons. Let's go ahead now and talk to Robert in Phoenix, Arizona. You're on the air worldwide.
How are you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Yeah, I know you've probably heard that 100 times, but my wife and was deported back to Eastern Europe here about 9 months ago. We were married for 15 years. My American daughter's with her. She can't live with her because I'm a cross-country trucker. There's no way I could take care of her. My daughter lost all kinds of educational opportunities because she's a couple years advanced in school. And
sure.
She went to John Hopkins University programs before she was 12.
So what happened?
Well, but then my visa violation and my wife's never system law of the Democratic Congress is in
you know, I believe you're a cross-country drugger because your cell phone's cutting out. Just real fast, make your point.
Well, what it is that I have to send money over to Europe to my family to support them. And if I send them $500, she could only get about $360 euro. And not only that, Alex, is the fact is that if I get on some kind of list where I can't fly because they don't like the fact that I bought lamb instead of pork chops on an airplane, then I lose my family for life.
Well, that's right. Americans are finally getting it. Admiral Poindexter, the convicted felon who runs the program, see, when I say criminals run it, I mean that, says every bank transfer, every money order, everything you buy, I mean, spying on us, everything we do is uploaded and looked at by computers, and it has nothing to do with terrorists. When the NSA flagged the so-called terrorists, they were ordered to back off and leave them alone. That's what Able Danger is all about, okay? 9/11 was an inside job, just like Hitler firebombed his own capital as a pretext for a police state. Okay, we hit ourselves because we aren't we. Private corporations have bought off our government and are staging terror attacks to get us behind a global war, to use the American people as their slaves, as their Hessian mercs, mercenaries to go take over the planet. Let's go ahead and talk to Alex. And Alex is calling from California. IA, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, thank you for finally getting to me.
Well, I'm going in order here. Go ahead.
Yes, thanks. I'm one of your younger viewers, listeners, and I called to ask you about Selective Service Registration.
Yes, and I wouldn't do it in a million years, and my children will never register for that. They're not slaves owned by the private corporation that's taken over this government.
Yes, well, I just got that in the mail, and I was wondering if that is the real federal law, and has anyone been punished for that?
No one's been punished for Selective Service, but in 1968, there was, of course, during the Vietnam War, a lot of charges for, quote, dodging the draft. Of course, Bush got the Silver Spoon, deal with the Texas Air Guard, and, you know, Clinton got to get out of his. But now, I mean, this country's fully owned by foreign corporations. You will fully be serving them, breathing depleted uranium, being given experimental shots. When your arms and legs are blown off, they make you pay for your own flight back from Germany. The real troop deaths are over 10,000. They don't count your death once you leave the country. You know, they tell you red, white, and blue all day. The people telling you red, white, and blue have ended the country. We are now the North American Union officially. So, again, I would not serve in this military. I got a lot of family in the military. They're good people. They go volunteer multiple terms in Iraq, tours. They just love it. One of them, Special Forces, was told he's getting a chip. He says he's happy to get a chip. He'll do whatever they say. He doesn't care how bad they treat him. He thinks he's serving America. And you're not serving America. You're serving.
I'm not even asking to join the Army. I'm just saying.
No, I understand. I understand. I'm talking to those that don't know. Thank you for the call, sir. Let's go ahead now and talk to Laura. Laura, you're on the air worldwide. Welcome. You're calling from Colorado Springs.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call, Alex, and I really appreciate you having your show on Sunday, even though I realize you're probably giving up family time to do it. There's a lot of us that can't listen during the week because of work or whatever.
Well, Emmis was offering me a radio show, and I really couldn't do it weeknights. I was already doing a syndicated show, so I said, let's do a Sunday syndicator. That's what we're doing.
That's wonderful. I think that you're going to have an audience that you wouldn't have otherwise had because people can't do, you know, listen at work. And
no, that's
like
why
that.
We're doing it now, yeah.
It's great. Anyway, many years ago, I decided to drop off the grid, because my dad, he's gone now, but...
You only got about a minute.
That's okay. When you drop off the grid, you don't have an easy life. You can't rent a car. You don't have bank accounts. You don't have any of that kind of stuff. You just do cash business, and it's pretty tough, but I think a lot more people need to drop off the grid, Alex. I really do.
Oh, I agree. It's a lot better if you can be in a farming community near a Mennonite or Amish community. A lot of people are getting into that. I know a lot of folks who are, you know, really smart computer programmers, you name it, that are doing the same thing. And it is it's serious what's happening in this country. I'm out of time here, but I'm going to take one more call from Troy in St. Louis, and then that's going to be it. I'm sorry to all the other callers. Go ahead, Troy.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to tell you, I think you said, you mentioned that your wife had got a new iMac.
Yes, and it has a built-in camera and audio, and all new Macs do, and Google admits they're using it to watch and listen to everything everyone does.
Well, that's right, and if you look, you'll notice like Safari and the new Internet Explorer and Firefox, they all have that little search bar, that little search window in the upper right-hand
corner. And if you take that, that enables the software for it.
Right, it's already built in. With the IPFW, the IP firewall that's built into the iMacs, you can actually filter any connection that the web browser may take to try to connect to Google, or that Google might try to come into your computer.
That's right, but see, they know most of us are lazy, even though we know cell phones are bad for our heads. We still use them, you know, with the radiation, even though we know Google's watching and listening to us. Folks, admittedly, they say they're listening and watching you right now with AI computers and selling the data.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, I just went to one of my websites, the one that I usually go to, UMB.com, which is my bank that I use. And every time I connect to it, just UMB.com, it tries to make a secure connection at port 443, the secure socket layer connection.
I know.
To a Google domain. So
total tracking, total control.
It's all over the place.
I mean, folks, understand. I mean, you think the AP comes out and says the FBI is using your cell phone as a bug to tune in? How many times did I tell you that? I mean, most of you have got AI computers listening right now, okay? This is land of the slaves, home of the cowards. Now, I'm not saying we're all cowards or slaves. I'm saying we have to consciously figure out they're trying to do that. Okay? This government is not your government. It's totally bankrupt, run by a bunch of perverts and criminals. We'll be back next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., and we'll see you on the web at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We've got an online video and bookstore there on the site. A lot of great deals and specials. Got a 9/11 Inside Job t-shirt for as low as $9.95. A lot of great Christmas purchases. Get them. Get it out to everybody.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you looking?